Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Okay, so Beit Hashem, we're holding Shir number 13 in the Sefi Biyam Dakecho. And we're holding it by the Shar Risho in Parak Aleph, in the middle of Oiz Dalet. So I think in the last year we read the Ha'or on the bottom of Chavav Chavzayim. So I want to skip here to Ha'or Lamed. It's a very important Ha'or. That again, the idea that he was saying here in the Oiz Gimel and Oiz Dalet was to explain why B'chlalus is there the ending of the series. So the Nekuda was that since the Shoyish of all the Metzis is the Orin Sefer Pasha, the Tafsap Shittas, so in order for the Nivra to have a Tfitzah to the Orin Soif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the spheres that through that, the Nivram have a Shaykhis to the Orin Soif, which is through the Gilui Aldei, the spheres. So on the bottom he says here, O Islamid, Valdei Tfitzah Boi Kasher, whom is Galib Levushim, Ozer Kva Yesh Achizu Misiyam is Gam Boi Atzmo, that through this, that the Orin Soif is Mizgal in the Levushim, so mainly we have some sort of tfisa into the Orin Soif mitzad itself. Even though mitzad the Orin Soif, it's posh mitzad sapshitas and there's no tfisa, we come up and who atzmo is eshe mizgale the Levushim van Hogus. That at the end of the day, even though it's through the spheres, but what's being mizgale through the spheres is the Orin Soif. So even though we don't have a tfisa or a sog in the Orin Soif, the way it is mitzad atzmo, because it's posh mitzad sapshitas, but we have a tefis in the Orin Soif, the way it's mislabish in the spheres, and the Nekud is that at the end of the day we're connecting to the Orin Soif. Therefore the achiz and the anhogis is a achiz in the Orin Soif. Now he says a very important Nekud, that starting till now he was explaining on top, you know, on top and in the Oris, that the Nekud is that with through the spheres the Nevram have a tefis and achiz in the Orin Soif. So he says that the Nekuda that really the, you know, the sugi goes around is not just if the Nevron could be toifis or in soif. That the main Nekuda is the real, you know, the real start from this whole parsha is that for the Nevron to be bechlal to exist and to be able to be created, that's only through the spheres. Meaning that till now we were discussing a lot that the Niver can't be toifis to pshitas of the Orin Soif. So we're being mazed that really is a step before that Kaviyach of HaKadosh Baruch to make the world, to make the Shtalos of the Olim, and to make the Nivroim, that's only through the spheres. Because if it would only be with just Misad Orin Soif, then there would only be pshitas, and Bechal wouldn't be Shaykh Nivroim in Oifen of Gvul and the Olim is where we have it today. This Labshus is both the spheres, he loyrach Beshvil Shoyis Galel Elan Nivroim. That the Indian that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish through the spheres, that's not just that, you know, that the Nivram should have a tfitzah to the Or. El Bishvil Shayu Bechlal Nivram, this that we exist and we came into Nivram and we have the Oilums Bechlal, that's the Indian of the spheres. He called Matthias and Nivram while they are already Shayoyu mislabish umiskase, umisgala boifin amatim let the Matthias and Nivram. Because the whole Matthias of the Nivram is dafka through this Indian that the Orin Soif is mislabish and it's hidden through the spheres, and that's what makes the Metzius of the Nevroim. And this is something which is Baruch in the Lannis form, that the Nekud is that through each sphere, so the origin is Gala in a different oifen, and really, like we said, that everything is made up of the Dali Yesoides, which is Eish Maim Ruach Ofer.
Kol HaLashon.
Eish Maim Ruach Ofer, really, in the Shoyish of the Shoshim, is these spheres, which is Chokhmah Bina Tferes and Malchus. You know, I've added this 10 spheres B'chololis, but the Nekud is that these Dali Yesoides which make up the whole Oilemus is Be'etzim or Ha'ora and it's coming from the 10 spheres. And this is something which it says in all this form in Chaim Vital in the Shari Kedush and in the Lattice form. Kihine Ad Kamash Eintzav Mizgala Ke'eintzav. If the Oilemus would be Mizgala the way it is Mitzar Atzmai without the spheres. Also Yizum Adregim Ha'oid Amuko because that Oilemus Ke'en Klam Mitzis in the Vroim. That Mitzar the Oilemus the way it is Pash V'tach Sapshitas. So it's bechlal not shaykh from there to come out the oilum is in oifen of the gvul the way it is. Ki al kam shroim is ora einsav ke einsav ozer akolu vein klal dover noisav. That if the einsav wouldn't have spheres, then everything would be pshitas and there would be no mokum for gvul. That, like what we're going to explain is that the whole Metzius of the Olim and the Nivroim is only B'toichat Tzimtzum. That we know the beginning of the Seder Shtausel starts off in Darizal, that the Matzel made a Tzimtzum, and in the Mokum at Tzimtzum, that's where all the Olimus are. And the Nekuda is, why is the Olimus start, why does it have to be in the Mokum Tzimtzum? Because Lesnei at Tzimtzum, the Oren Tzof was made with the Pshitas, B'tach the Pshitas, made it, there was no Mokum B'chlal for Olimus and Nevron. That's, you know, that's before, that's the Lashon of Darizal over there, that that was the tax of the Tzimtzum, that there should be a mokum for oilments and nevrom. A mokum doesn't mean space, it means that there should be the afshoros, that there could be oilments and nevrom in the oifen of gvul, the way it is. Shemadregizu loroim shu einsoi vu kolam atzias. That in the mokum at Tzimtzum, there where there's a hester on the orin soif, so it may look be shayich, oilments and nevrom in the oifen of gvul. Rak shom yesh mitzias nevrom, and only in the mokum at Tzimtzum is the shayich, the Indian of nevrom. Kach shoimik in nasfiyasu, so, what he's explaining here, that the Indian, the Iker Indian, why Kaz Baruch Kaviyachal made the spheres, Shema Ainsav Mizgala Kain, so if there will be only the Ainsav Mitar Atzmoy, also in Klam Mitzis in the Vroom, do we know Mokum to Mitzis in the Vroom? Ki Hakal Echotashit, there's only one Mitzis of Orin Soif, Apasha Patash Sapshitis. Rach Kashu Masters Atzmoy, only through this that Kaz Baruch Kaviyachal is Master himself, Masters Pshitis, and Mizgala Besphere, Shemidis and Hogos. And he's Mizgal Neufen of Sphiris, which is Midas and Anhogis. Also, Kshu Mizgal Lekach, Kshu Mashpia, that when David is Mizgal himself through the Sphiris, also he's talking Mitzius and Mitzius, and then it could be in Mitzius of Nivram, like we explained, that Chochma being the first Malchus, that's really the Shoresh of Eish, Maim, Ruach, Hofer, all the way down in Nasir. Mashiach, if it would be only the Orange of Aposha, then there wouldn't be Bechlau for Bechinis, there would be only one Mitzius, Mitzius of Pshitis. And therefore we need the Tzimtzum, where there the Oris Arim Tzimtzum, and there could be the Dal Yisoidus. So really, this is really the what the Mekubalim and the you know, the Zvei Chassidus say is the main reason for the Sphiris, is that there could be a Bechlalo, a Mokim and a Metzius for Oilus and Nevron. And this is Kamat what it says in Arizal in the beginning of the Eitz Chaim, that Lefnei HaTzimtzum, there was only the Ein Sof HaPashut, and there was no Mokum for Nevroim, which means this Nekuda, that there was no Afshoros to be Oilmus and Nevroim and Oifen HaGvul, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch made the Tzimtzum, that through that, in the Mokum HaTzimtzum, there's a Mokum now, there's Afshoros that there could be Oilmus of the way we have it in Nevroim and Oifen HaGvul. Yes, only here I say, Asfiris Einem Dover Latzmum. Elohim is God's oriented B'tzura Shoinus. Here in this Oyus, he wants to explain what is the spheres, and that it's not something for itself, it's just the way how Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself. So then says this piece, we'll see it here, you know, it's really very Tifa Indian, and there's a lot of Shittas in it, but here he's just, you know, this is for Meschilim really here, so he's saying the Indian Mechlovels just have the Iker idea, but about whatever it says here, you have to find the Mekoyus and go through, you know, all the Shittas and what the Indian is. So he says, "Vina Sphiris Einem Metzius B'Pnei Atzmo Chas V'Shalom." He says that the Sphiris of Avada is not something for itself. Elohim Rak Oifen is Galus Shel Ora Ein Tzoif. That the Inyan of the Sphiris is that it's the Oifen how the Ora Ein Tzoif is Megal himself. But Avada is not something for itself. Meaning that we're saying here that through the Sphiris HaKadosh Baruch is Megal himself. So Avada, a person shouldn't think of a mistake and say that there's something else, you know, in the higher Oilemus, which through that HaKadosh Baruch is Megal himself. Avada, the Sphiris is not something for itself. It's just a kli to be megale the pshitas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Ora Ein Sof Mizgala B'tzuri Kizu Eleinu is the Nikrim Mitzia Shal Sphira Ployinus. That through the spheres when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself, and the Marshal through the spheres of Chesed, that's called a gili from the sphere of Chesed, from the Ora Chesed. But Avado, the pshat is not that now the Ora Chesed is something for itself. The Ora Chesed is just a ma'var, it's just like, you know, something that's letting the Orient Soif be Megal himself in Oifen Metzumtzum. V'namshel Moshe Levarzo, you can say a Moshe to explain this. In the Nefesh Adam Yachas, that we know the Nefesh of a person is one Metzius, the Ilu is Na'aguso Yi Bahar Be'ifanu, but Mashiach, the way a person acts, is in a lot of ways. L'dugma L'pom Hu Oyev, sometimes a person has Ava to someone, L'pom Hu Yore, sometimes a person can be scared, L'pom Hu Mis'akesh, he could sometimes be in action, you know, he doesn't want to give in. Upon whom a vater, he could give in. Meaning that a person is one nefesh, but he has a lot of different ways how he could behave, how he could bring out his nefesh. Sometimes it could be an oifen of ava, oifen of yiru, and sometimes it could be oifen of chesed, sometimes an oifen of gvuru, v'chulu. So v'hine zeh barsha ava oye yiru ay akshanus shalai, when a person has ava and yiru or akshanus, hem loy dover b'fnei atzmoy. Now when a person is megal himself, an oifen of ava or yiru or akshanus, so avad it's not the pshat that there's something within him which is being megal himself, and that's something for itself. Elim chelik mimenu. When a person is megal himself through his midas, it's he himself which is being megaler through these midas. But avad it, the midas is not something for itself. It's just a kli and it's a mavar. It like lets the nefesh which is possibly megal itself in that oifen. V'loy rak shem chelik mimenu. Ela en klal netzias la'atma la'avo la'yiro. That it's not the pshat that the midah is a chelik of the person. The midah is nothing mitad itself. All it is a kli which lets the nefesh itself give it, you know, be megal itself in that oifen. When a person, let's say, has avon or a person has yiro, it's the same person, the same nefesh, which is being megali, which is being nizgali here. The same nefesh has now the midah ava, and the same nefesh which has the midah of yiru. Just through the midah, it's a different way and a different oifen how the nefesh is being megali himself. So what he's bringing out here is that you see this inyan that when a person has midah, the midah is not something for itself. It's just the way how the person himself is nizgali through each and every midah, even though the midahs are different. Av is different than nearest opposites, but it's the same nefesh aposhet which is being megal itself through these midas. Kmitzad atman elam klal matzias. Av the mitzad itself, the midas are not a matzias for itself. Zahinu shemitzad emes ein dover kaze avo or yiro yakshan kedover laatzmoi. That there's no such matzias called avo by itself or yiro by itself or akshanus for something by itself. Meaning that the midas, the whole idea of midas is just the oifen how someone's megal himself. But it's not a mitzvah for itself. The mitzvah itself is not a, you know, is not something which could be nizgala without the person. The whole mahus of a mitzvah is that when a person is megal himself through that mitzvah, so therefore you see the that mitzvah, you know, in action. So what he's trying to bring out is that mitzvah emes, there's one thing here. There's the person's nefesh which is poshed. The midas is just like an ideal, meaning it's just the oifen how the nefesh apostle is being nizgala. The rach kasha nefesh is naheges be'echomeyam, only when the nefesh is megal himself through one of the midas. Other yesh mitzvah shall avo yiru, then there's a mitzvah for the avo yiru, meaning the whole kiyum of midas is only when the nefesh decides that he wants to be megal himself in the oifen of avo and the oifen of yiru, then the mido exists, then it comes into action. Mashenkin, when the nefesh is not being megal himself, then the midah is nothing. It's not like the midah is there and waiting, you know, to come out. The only real mitzvah here is the person, the nefesh. And these are the midahs had to be megal of the nefesh. It's the oifen had to be megal of the nefesh. And the midah is not a mitzvah for itself. So Vanimsha, what he wants to bring out from this is that Hudin Lamaila by the Orin Soif Atmoy Huam is Gala Besfiris. When we say that there's any of Sfiris, like we explained before, that to make the Matsias of the Oilmas, because Baruch created the Sfiris, so Avada, we're not saying that there's the Orin Soif and there's the Sfiris and there's two things here. Avada, there's only one piece which is called HaKadosh Baruch and is Orin Soif HaPosha B'tav Sapshitas. And this idea of Sfiris is that this is the Oifin, how the Orin Soif is going to be in this Gala. He ain't a sphere of Alasma, but rather the sphere is not something for itself. All the spheres are is just the oifen, how the Orin Soif can be nizgala. So that's in the Kudu what he wants to bring out in this ois over here, that rather the sphere is not something mitzad itself, it's not something separate from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's just a kli and a mazar to be megala the Orin Soif apostle. Like I said before we started, that Avada, this Indian is a very deep Indian that, you know, there's a bigger reason in a lot of forum. You can see in the Ramak and Shahatmas for Kalim, in the Ramchal and the Leshem, Ramat Fisheller, and Tzavi Chabad, that all these forum, each Sefer says this Indian, Lefide Nusuch, and you have to understand each sheet of Mitar itself. But Avada, the Tara Shove between all the forum is that the Midas is just a Kli, how Kodesh Baruch and the Galahid are a Poshet. But Avada, the Sphere is not something, it's not a Metzias for itself, meaning it's not a Metzias that without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has no kiyum. The question is, if, let's say, there's something called a Metzius of Kalim or a Metzius of Ors, that's something you have to go through all the Shitas, exactly what's the Indian behind the Indian of the Spheres. But in the good, like it says in Zohar, this is something that Spheres brings a lot, that Iyu v'chiyu v'gamoy chadoin, that Iyu v'chiyu v'gamoy, the Baltanis Mazum means that Iyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chiyui and it's Or v'gamoy, and the Kalim chadoin is one Metzius, meaning it's betachta yichud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Oris and the Kalim is one Metzius, how the Orient serves in his gala through the Spheres.
So how does that change what you just, does that change what we're saying here, or you're just
no, so that's, it's fitting what we're saying here, meaning when we say we're saying that there's something called the Orin Soif, HaPosh B'tachsa Pshitas, and there's Oris and Kalim, but it's Chadboin, it's B'tachsa Yichud, it's one Metzius, meaning it's just a Kli and a Mavar, how the Orin Soif is in his Galah.
Right.
And this, the Baal Tanya says in Shai Yichud, in Perikud, this is called the Rosa de Memnusa, that this is called the Soif of Amunah, because it's not something that B'etzim we could understand, because the Vada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Posh B'tachsa Pshitas, and we can't say that within HaKadosh Baruch Hu the spheres were Kalim. So we could just be magde what it says in the Sifrei Kabbalah and what it's trying to teach us. But how it works, that the Baal Tanya says, is called the Rosh de Memnusa, it's called the Soid of Emunah. Yes, let's see, on the bottom here, Lamed Aleph, says, Veish Lahamak Ma'at, to explain to any a little more, Behemshech L'moshav V'loyma, Sha'af She'manu She'nefesh Atmo Hizu She'oyeves O'yiro, that we said the Indian is that it's the Nefesh itself which is having the meat of Avo O'yiro, that Avada, when a Nefesh has Avada to something or a Yiro, so Avada, the Nefesh, the way it is mitzad itself is a double poshet. It doesn't change when it's megal himself through these midas. Ki ain't a tluy bar goshes. When a Nefesh has a heritage of Avada or Yiro, it didn't change now. The Nefesh stayed to what it always was, which is a mahus poshet. The gambler dem he kayemis, and without the midas, avada the nefesh is kayim and it stays the way it is. Vimkain he einar goshes. Avada the nefesh is a higher metzius, a partial metzius, which has nothing to do with argoshes. Elo eninu shargoshes him is galus, v'ora yoyte may spilus the nefesh. That the Indian is that the argoshes is the way the nefesh is megal himself, and it's the or that comes out from the spilus and nefesh, meaning. Meaning that the Indian is that what he's saying here is that the nefesh mitzad itself is not midas. The midas is just the kli for the nefesh to be megala. Kach she mitzad echod him loy metzius latzmon. That what we're saying here is that mitzad itself the nefesh is not a metzius for itself. Ela him oros nefesh atzmo. That the midas is the oros from the nefesh. Vimi loy mitzad that without the nefesh that wants to be megal itself, there's no matzis to the midas. She came to ain't the ella or the hainu turis is galus shalom loyas musa mamish. That when the nefesh is megal himself through the midas of Ava v'yiru, you don't see the mahus of the nefesh. You just see like a or and a or from the matzis of nefesh. Ella shatz musa tomon b'toycha is galus loving. Meaning what he's trying to bring out here is that we have two things here. We have the nefesh, which is a matzias pashud, and we have the midas, which is the kli and the oifin, how the nefesh could be nizgala. So when the nefesh is nizgala himself through the midas, we're not saying here that we see now the nefesh the way it is mitzad itself, because the nefesh mitzad itself is any pashud which doesn't get affected by the way the midas, whichever midas is coming out. The midas is just like an aura and an aura, how the nefesh could be nizgala. So within Lamail, but the Orin Soif, even though it's the Orin Soif, which is Poil, and it's Megal himself through the Midas, the sea is not something mitzad itself. That by the Orin Soif through the spheres, Avada, the Orin Soif, that's the only Metzius, meaning that if not for the Orin Soif, there's Beklal no Mahus and Metzius to the spheres. Eli Iraq Oifin Shal is Galus. But Mitzad Cheney, even though we're saying that there's only the Orin Soif here, but when it's Galus through the spheres, we don't see the Orin Soif the way it is Mitzad itself. We only see the Orin Soif in a different Oifin, in the Oifin of our Oro, the way it's Galus through the spheres. So another thing he's trying to bring out that on the topic is Madgish Ben Nekudu, that the Midas is not something mitzad itself. It's just a kli and a ma'avad that the Orin Tzoyt should be in his gala. So someone might come to Maskon and say, so when we see the Orin Tzoyt through the spheres, we're seeing the Orin Tzoyt, the actual Orin Tzoyt, the Malus Vatzmus of the Orin Tzoyt. So this is what he's coming to explain on the bottom, that Avada, once we have the spheres, even though it's not a mitzvah for itself, but it's goyim that the Orin Tzoyt is in his gala in a totally different oifen, meaning in the oifen which is no shaykhs to the way is mitzad itself, rather in the oifen mitzumtzum and muster, that it could be, you know, make the mitzvah of the oilmus and the nivroim. That even though we're comparing the Orient Sof and the spheres to Nefesh and to the Midas, rather the Marshal and the Nimshal is not doing the Gamri, it's just the Marshal and the Nimshal to understand the Indian Lamailu. But rather Mitzah the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Indian that Kodesh Baruch Hu has a spilus of Agosh to the Midas the way we understand it. That in Lagavi Didon, we see the Gil of the Orin Tzoyf in the Oifin that is Chasodim and is Gvuris, but Avada Mitzal Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, we can never be Mitzal and say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is misspoiled in the Oifin of Abu Yeru. Avloishach Lomir and Yonim Nafshim Eitel Aboyiki Echad Gomer. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is Toshba Tachsa Pshitis in Avada, we can't say that Kodesh Baruch Hu has the spiles of Abu Yeru through his spheres. And that's really what we're saying before in Baal Tanya, that's called Rosh Memnuso. Because Be'etim it's in which is Lamailim Naseichel, because, like the Rishonim say, that from the Yisodis of the Moon is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Pasha Batach Sapshitis. And Afal Pikin, we have the Inyan of the spheres, which the Inyan is that through the spheres we have the Giluyim of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Oifen where we see it, which is the Ashpois in Chasodim or Gvuris, if it's Din or Rachman, whatever it is. And Mitzad Sheni Avada, this doesn't change the Metzias that the Avish is Pasha Batach Sapshitis. That the whole inyan of the midas and spheres is only mitzad his galus. Meaning the spheres is the oifin al kodesh baruch hu megal himself to us that we see the or in such a oifin. That we see that kodesh baruch hu has an avatar and mashpia to us. That how this inyan is mitzad al kodesh baruch hu that we have no asogim. And really in the second half of the Sha'ich HaDamuna from Parikhes and further, that's the thing which he comes to explain, that the sphere is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a sphere to his pshitas, and however the gilu is mitzad us, we can never be mitzad than mitzad itself. Avad is very tif in Yodim, even though we're saying that you can't understand it, but Avad is, you know, clear HaKadosh what yeah and what not, and these are things that you have to learn Barichus. You know, you have a lot of form, either the Sefer Chabad, you have the you know, from the Cheder Agro also, you have the Ramchal, the Gro, the Pesach Yesharim, all these forms go through these inyanim, and each one according to the sheet that comes out, you know, had to be Mazad Danyan. So then, Nichtav, it's either Bloshna Kabbalah, Zinikir, Shoorin, Sif, Mislabish, Bisphiris. Umisnag al Yodim, that in the Loshna the Mikabalim is that through the spheres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mislabish in the spheres, and he's Misnag, the Hanhogis is through them. Even though the lashon of the civic Kabbalah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is slavish in the spheres, about a person shouldn't be megashim the Indian and think that it's like a levush, like a clothing of derech moshul, that the orin tzoyv is mislavish within it. By a person, when he puts on a levush, so he himself and the beged is two things. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Indian of the spheres is one Metzius Pshuto that's from the Rosh of the Memnusu. Ela Kavoni Shekasha Orim is Gala Betzuru Midu Mitzuyemes. What we're saying here is from the Sefer Kabbalah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Slavish in the spheres. What that means is Ozi Atzuru Zun Nimshal Finikis Levosh Elov. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself through the spheres, so that Al Derech Moshul just like when the person puts on the Levosh. So he's Megal himself in a certain Oifen. So what then Lamaiz is the spheres are Megal the Orin Soif. In the oifen of the spheres, if it's chesed or gvuru, you magbil and magdir oifen, that in the spheres to be magbil and magdir the orin tzoyf, she's gal b'tzur kizu dafko, that through the spheres that God's spoken to gal himself in the oifen of gvul, chesed gvuru tferz v'chulu, v'alidei deichon litvot es mitzius eshel or, and through that the nevrom are able to be toifes or, like we said before, through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzius doilemus. Omnam hamido eini klal eizid over, but the nekud that we bring out here is that avadar the Midah is not something for itself, it's not a levush, it's not something separate. Eli Rak Rayon with Derech Vaifen is Nagus. It's just a derech how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalim himself. So again, like I said before, there's a lot of sheets in this, but let's say Bekitzer, this Lashon, you know, the way he's saying it here, that Sphiris is just like a rayon, and the derech, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalim, that's, these Lashonins are, you can find in the Klach Pesche Chochma from the Ramchal. But let's say the Leshem has a big arichas, that Avada, you can't say Kipshuta, that Sphiris is just a rayon, and just a Indian, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalim himself, because Avada, he says, there's something called the Metzias Ruchni, called Kalim and Oiris and Sphiris Datsilus, you know, even though we have no Asag what the Mahus is, but Avada, there's such a Metzias Ruchni. And the Svarma Madra, even the Ramchal himself, even though there's such Lashoinus, Avada himself also holds that something called the Metzias of the Spheres. So we're saying here, Avada, there is something called Oiris and Kalim of Atsilus, but the Nekuda we're bringing out here is that it's not something for itself. Avada, Lemaila, there's no separate Metzias called Spheres that through that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Poil the Pu'ulus. Everything Lemaila is one Metzias Be'ichu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how that works, that's called the Raz of the Memnusa. Yes, we started Parag Beis. So maybe tomorrow we will start Parag Beis.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Cool.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.